Let's shift gears. It's Friday on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer, Rich, Roberta, and who knows who else will join us over the course of the next 4 hours if we're lucky enough to have your company. Can you imagine, Jennifer, somebody listening to this program every day for 4 hours?
I do, because I listen to this program every day for 4 hours.
Hopefully we all will. Dealing with the number 4 is part of what's happened this week. A lot of good news this week, in
good
fact.
Good news blown in your window.
Let's start with what's good news going on in Florida today. Hello to all of our Florida friends and fans. How's that for alliteration? Florida friends and fans. A controversial law requiring adults applying for welfare assistance to undergo drug screening gone into effect in Florida. Saying it is unfair for Florida taxpayers to subsidize drug addiction. The governor has signed this legislation now. It's the right thing for taxpayers. It's the right thing for citizens, the right thing for those on public assistance. We don't want to waste tax dollars. We want to give people an incentive not to use drugs. What could possibly be wrong? Somebody, I'm sure, has found something wrong with this, but I can't for the life of me.
I'm sure our friend Roberta Fasinelli would find fault with it.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, she's not here to protect herself or defend herself.
Yeah.
There you go. The law, which went into effect, I think, when was the 1st of July? Last Friday? Well, it was a week ago today, right? So the law went into effect last Friday. What it does is it requires those who are aid recipients to get the test and to pay for the cost of the test. They will recoup the money in their assistance if you qualify.
Oh, wow.
You get the money back. If you do not qualify,
wow.
I think this is actually pretty progressive, right? Even though the progressives
wouldn't say it.
I'll give you a
devil's advocate argument.
Okay, Richie, let's have a fight.
False negatives.
False negatives. That means marijuana.
Or false positives, I should say.
Yeah, well, coming about because of what sort of substance is being in your system. What creates
poppy
a false...
Seeds.
Yeah, I mean, hey, there's a famous Seinfeld thing where Elaine ate the poppy seeds and failed the drug test. So, I mean, and there are circumstances where that does happen. Now,
well, okay, so then which side do you come down on? The side of the greater good, even if there are some exceptions that would be a problem?
In the main, it's a very small percentage.
Yes, and in the main, this is better than not, is it not? It better to require those who are welfare recipients, getting your money, my money, who really need it, to be uninhibited, is that the right, un-whatevered by drugs. Ah, the ACLU, though, will be happy to know Monday, filed suit against the state of Florida requiring state workers to take drug tests, considering suing the state for drug testing welfare applicants as well, because a new drug test went into effect in Florida on Friday as well, requiring if you're a state worker, you got to take a drug test.
Why
is that bad? Why does the ACLU come down? I mean, once in a while, the ACLU is right. Much of the time, we think they are wrong. But there has to be something in this that doesn't apply or doesn't fit in the Constitution. Not sure what it is. What is that? Unnecessarily search and seizure?
You would think you would want a clear-thinking government worker. I mean, maybe if this were in the private sector, it'd be different. But this is a public sector.
Yeah. So? Yeah, and your point is?
just thinking this through, Dougie.
Uh-huh. Thinking it through makes us wonder why this isn't required in every state. Why isn't this the law, in fact, right? 800-510-8255.
I support it.
Yeah. Well, there are some folks on the other side of the aisle who say it's downright unconstitutional. And this is what, I guess, creates the interesting discussions that go on in some of the issue-oriented political talk radio programs. That is not my intent here. But I do think in the good news department, I thought that was good news. I think it is. I still think that this kind of legislation, which, by the way, Michigan passed earlier, and the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals has found it unconstitutional because it violates the Fourth Amendment, which protects citizens against unreasonable search. What the heck is unreasonable about expecting that someone... See, this is why we need a constitutional convention, because there are dozens of things like this that were never, ever thought of. Who would have...
issue.
How many years of... And we just celebrated the birth of our country, when we went into Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Constitution, all that stuff, who would have thought, even though there was drug use, people smoked marijuana back then, and other things as well. But who would have thought that this would become the kind of problem that it has? So
maybe they did think about it, but they didn't want to include it in there because they were a bunch of potheads or whatever they did back then.
800, what? You think that Thomas Jefferson was a pothead? There's an interesting visualization.
Could have been. You never know.
Ben Franklin.
He had some pretty creative ideas, didn't he?
He gave new meaning to one toke over the line when he's holding that line up to the kite. 800-510-8255. Terry is in El Paso listening to KTSM. All right, so what do you think of this? You think this is good news or not, Terry?
Well, I think that it's partial good news because, I mean, I wouldn't advocate drug use, people using public drug use, but at the same time, I think it probably would seem unfair because what if someone's drug of choice was something that they don't test for, like alcohol being an alcoholic?
Okay, then maybe that's the way to fix the way to look at that is to include alcohol addiction. You can pretty much test and find out whether you got alcohol in your system about as easily as you can find out whether you got any kind of drug in your system. Then maybe that's a good idea. I think that the society has a perverted sense of what's right, and you've hit a nail, Terry, that's an important nail to hit. This we have this really strange, foolish, except we argue. Alcohol is fine, tobacco products are fine, but other drugs are not. Notice I said other drugs, because alcohol is a drug. Mm-hmm. Tobacco is, the nicotine in tobacco is a far more harmful drug than, and by
don't
the way,
forget all the prescription drugs that almost seem to pose more of a problem than illegal drugs.
And I would say that, Terry, there are probably more welfare recipients abusing alcohol than drugs.
Yeah.
Right.
So, well,
right.
How do we protect us, the taxpayer, from giving money to those people who ought not to have the money because they use the money to buy alcohol or they use money to buy drugs? That's what it's aimed at in part, is it not? Under the circumstances. Yeah. Okay, thanks for the call. 800-510-8255, Derek's in Lynchburg, Virginia. So you like the idea of a welfare drug screen?
I absolutely do. I have to get drug screened at work.
Yeah, what do you do for work, Derek?
I'm an engineer.
Okay, so your company requires you to have drug tests how often?
It's random.
Random.
Whenever it pops up, yeah.
And when was the last time?
Have you ever been tested?
Yeah, when did you get tested?
Sometimes people say random, never.
Probably, it's been about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. And what about alcohol? Should that be in the mix as well?
Yes, it is in the mix, actually.
It is in the mix at your company? Ah.
Yes,
okay, that's instructive. Very
I work in, a heavy industry, so it's...
got to be very careful.
Come to work clear.
Yeah,
if I have to get drug tested to pay my taxes, I don't see any reason why they shouldn't get drug tested to get my money.
In order to make a living and pay taxes, that's a very interesting way of spinning it. All right, good job, Derek. Thank you. 800-510-8255. James is in Florida, the site of this new law. How is it being received locally, James?
It's not being received too well. The problem a lot of people discuss about this is that the administrators administrate it, but they don't take part. That's the problem with a lot of the.
So state workers don't have to be drug tested. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm talking about like administration.
So
if
the people,
you're a blue collar, you have to be tested.
If you're a state worker, you don't have to. Yeah, that's not right. Test everybody.
That's at everything. I mean, up to the mayor, county commissioner.
Okay, but it's not a reason not to do it. The thing to fix the problem is for everybody to take the test, right?
Exactly. If you're going to don't push things on me that you can't pass yourself.
Yeah.
And that's usually what happens is you got these guys making hard-nosed decisions, and they're on drugs themselves.
Yeah. All right, thanks for that call.
Now, the one thing you could say there is that, hey, listen, I'm not getting money from the state to help support me, so my free choice, I can do whatever I want.
Here's an interesting call. This fellow says that the governor's wife has an interest in a company that does drug testing. Is that right, Bill?
Doug, here's the story. I've read a report recently, and I can't cite it right now, but Scott had affiliations with a company, and he turned over a lot
Scott.
Of his affiliation to his wife, and they have their hands in a drug testing company that's going to do the supply the drug testing for the state.
You know, that's a, it's too bad. That's sort of a sinister thing when you get into it. And if it true, has anybody gone through and actually proven this and found out what the real story is?
If I can find that report, I'll send it to you.
Yeah,
I'll email it to you.
Okay, good.
The other
Thank
thing
you.
Is, listen, if you got corporate welfare, test all these people in the corporations, you know, let them do it. The president.
Yeah, okay. The people who are getting tax breaks, it should be universal.
Right.
That's what you're suggesting. All right, that's interesting.
I'm not suggesting it. I'm just saying that this should happen, but don't let it happen, because then you're going to really talk into a police state here, my friend.
Okay, well, that's the other side of it, yeah. Okay, thanks. 800-510-8255. See, you hear all sorts of arguments, the pros and the cons here, whether this is a good idea or not. See, I started out thinking it was a good idea. Now I'm wondering whether it is.
Potentially providing thousands of new customers to Solantic, a company Scott used to run that is now owned by a trust in his wife's name. The ACLU responded almost immediately with a lawsuit.
Yeah. Well, but given that he's kind of then kind of scummy, but the idea itself, taking him out of it, is the idea a good idea?
Right. That's a shame.
Yeah. It kind of spoils it and spoils whatever credibility he has. So now I don't think much of him, but I like the idea.
Maybe that's why he's more aware of this issue than some others, and that's why he brought it to the table.
Well, give him the benefit of the doubt, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
Why not, right? 800-510-8255. Good day. Time is 18 past the hour.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko, ma'am.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Andro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Andro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Andro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Andro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
It's the buy one, get one free sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts, which means it's a great time to double your buying power with buy one, get one free offers on select quality parts and accessories for your car or truck. Shop today and save during the buy one, get one free sale at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are now being discussed to turn around Detroit. You know, Detroit's not doing well economically. Well, you know about this. They want to turn around Detroit by making it into kind of an American Amsterdam. No, where you could smoke marijuana and go to prostitutes and not be arrested. Isn't that pretty much Detroit already? Hello? Am I missing?
You're right.
Yeah, hey, hit it, guys. Grab a bag full of tops.
Oh, wow, man.
Just watch out for the cops.
Far out.
Hey, there's no stems and no seeds. Drive around if you please.
Hey, man, you guys make a bacon double wide burger?
You deserve a split today. Take one Coke and get blown away. And McDoobie.
Every time I hear this, it's still funny.
McDoobie.
Funny stuff.
So those of you who are just joining us, 24 and change after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Richie is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I have given him authority for final jurisdiction. That's a big responsibility, Richie.
I can handle it, Dudley. Yeah.
You know, I was in an office. I was thinking about you when I was in New York on Wednesday. I was up at the agency, the new ad agency. And there were three ladies who were salespeople for this organization. I went into their offices. They had these big blue balls.
Oh, yeah.
Like your eyes, they sit on them at their desk. Uh-huh. I thought you were the only one who did that.
No.
For some reason or another, apparently, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
Everybody's sitting on these things.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
There's new meaning to the expression, sit on it.
It keeps you on the ball, as it were. It keeps you wide awake and alert. Yeah.
You get it, Doug?
I get
on
it,
Jim.
Right, I get it. Right,
you should try it, Doug.
I'm still
like
on page
it.
One. Okay, we're discussing drugs. Actually, specifically, I started with good news here, and I thought the Florida welfare drug screening measure was a good idea as it kicks in. The Florida Ethics Commission ruled that two conflict of interest complaints against the governor, Mr. Scott, were insufficient to warrant investigation. One wonders who is the... Well, the Ethics Commission is controlled by the governor, though, isn't it?
Who's the decider?
Who's the decider there? But taking that out of it, it does kind of put a pale on it. But the idea of doing this, the pro is that it keeps people who are getting tax money from using it, illicitly. And it also, in universal terms, if you have drug tests, it seems to keep the workplace healthier. The other side of the coin is, does it bring us into more of a police state? I understand the argument on both sides. 800-510-8255. The constitutional implications of this are what the ACLU is going after, and that's kind of what I'm wondering, whether the Constitution. I've often said that we need to have constitutional convention because there are so many things in the Constitution that ought to be modified, that ought to be changed because they're out of date. They aren't applicable now. They just, you know, what is there about some of these things that our founding fathers would have been able to presume would happen? And, yeah, even though there was some drug usage, it just kind of, yeah, drug usage then. Is there now? I think, was opium around and heroin? Cocaine wasn't around then, was it?
When
did all of this stuff?
It's been around for thousands of years. What are you talking about?
Opium especially.
I went to up in the mountains of Bogota, and they took us to an Indian reservation that was thousands of years old, and we picked coca leaves right off of the bush and chewed them. It's been around for thousands, tens of thousands of years.
JC in Alexandria, what do you think?
Okay. I think that the drug testing is, at the present time, unconstitutional. And with an amendment...
How about when the government is giving you money, though?
Should it be, I guess is the question, unconstitutional? Should the Constitution be changed?
Yes, but not with a convention, with an amendment process.
Well,
convention will totally destroy the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Make an amendment where anyone receiving public assistance is subject to...
So you don't think there are things in the Constitution that need to be modified?
And the amendment process is a way to do it, not a convention.
Okay. All right, I guess you and I would disagree on that, but that's okay. It's fair. All's fair in love and conversation. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Spend less and get more during the Buy One, Get One free sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now you'll find great Buy One, Get One free offers on parts and accessories to keep your vehicle running right. And with O'Reilly's everyday low prices, when you buy one and get one free, you save even more. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Improving economic conditions and a pent-up demand for travel are moving Americans to spend more on summer travel in 2011 than they did in 2010. This is according to a survey by global travel assistance company Mondial Assistance USA and its Access America brand of travel insurance. Nearly one half of Americans say they're confident they'll take a summer vacation this year, up 12% from last year and up 29% from 2009. Daniel DeRozzo of Access America has more.
Not only are more Americans intending to go on vacation this summer, but those that are anticipate spending more this year. The average family intends to spend about $200 more this year than they did last year. Also, events of the last year, including tornadoes, dramatic weather, tsunamis, and civil unrest, have made it more likely that people will purchase travel insurance this year.
Among those who are confident they'll take a vacation this year, the majority said that high gas prices are their biggest concern. In all, the survey showed that Americans plan to spend $16 billion more this year on summer vacations than in 2010. I'm Patrick Davis.
Ever wonder what would happen if you push the OnStar button in your pre-owned GM vehicle? If you're not an OnStar subscriber already, press the blue OnStar button now, and you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. That includes automatic help in a crash, navigation, remote door unlock, and more. So push the blue button now and ask for 3 months on us. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Bye, guys. 33 after the hour. Friday it is. First, no, actually, second Friday in July. We've had 4th of July already. It's been in all the papers.
Been in all the papers.
In all the papers. Dr. Ken along in a few minutes here, I think, on the Good Day program. If we've played our cards correctly, we're trying to achieve great radio here. Jennifer is great. Richie is great. Matter of fact, when I think of you, I want to sing How Great Thou Art.
I'll just soak it up.
How
so nice
great thou art.
You know something I don't know? Am I dying or something?
Only by listening to my singing. That'd be possible.
Touche.
I'd say it before you'd say it. All right. You can follow us if you're interested at DougStephan.com, and why wouldn't you be? Watching what's going on as well as listening to what's going on, because you can see the video, at least as far as Richie. We chide Jennifer all the time. No, I'm a girl, and I don't want to get dressed
up
in the morning.
It's
3
a.m.
I'm a girl.
I don't even have pants on right now. What's your problem?
Neither do I.
All the more reason.
That's a good point.
Yeah, right. What's the big deal?
What's the big deal?
Come on.
800. Check out Doug and his skivvies.
Have some fun.
By going to DougStephan.com. All right. So if you're just joining us.
I've got my pants on.
Good for you, Rich. Yeah, congratulations.
On your head.
well, it's all relative.
So here we're talking about this drug testing in Florida and whether it's a good idea or not. I said that I thought it was a good idea in the main. Now, there may be a couple of drawbacks to it. Here is Paul, who lives in Ocala, and you're a state employee, right, Paul?
Yes, sir, that's correct. Thanks for taking my call, Doug.
Sure. Well, tell us your story.
Well, anytime you're working, I work in law enforcement for the state.
Yeah.
And before you get hired with the state, in any capacity, you have to pass a drug test.
Uh-huh.
If you fail the drug test, you never qualify to apply for the state again.
Never.
Ever.
Wow. Yeah, that's tough. Yeah.
I personally am a proponent of that. I think it's a great idea. And at the same time, if I believe that anybody who receives a monthly compensation check from the government in any way, shape, or form,
yeah,
should have to submit the drug test.
Most of us, I think,
yeah,
agree
there you go.
To absolutely that. Most of us think state workers ought to be. I think most of us think that all employees, but it is an individual choice. When it comes to the company, it's their choice because it's their company. When it comes to the state, you're our employee collectively, and therefore we think you ought to be responsible, as are the conditions for employment in other areas of judgment. You have to be responsible, so why not have you held to a standard to which most of us agree and ought to be held to, frankly?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Good. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend. 800-510-8255. All right, let's move on to other things happening in Florida. The flight of Atlantis scheduled for this morning. Those of you listening on the Space Coast to MEL and to TTB, watch this flight. I was thinking, actually, of my friend Big John, who passed away this year, a longtime listener in Florida, listened to TTB in Vero Beach, how he would always call and give us the report because he could see downstream, if you would, from the Kennedy Space Launch Center, the flight taking off. Weather apparently not so great in Florida last 24 hours and over the next 24 hours, so it may not be until Sunday this thing actually goes off. But when you think about our space streak, if you will, actually ending this weekend, it's kind of sobering when you get right down to it. As the last flight is on Atlantis, the crew is small. 30 years this thing has been going on, and these three men and one woman were in high school when think about that. The people going up in the shuttle this weekend were in high school when the program started. These people, as a sort of bookend to this circumstance, I, you know what, I really haven't called Jay for quite a while, Jay Honeycutt, who ran this whole system. I'm wondering what his thoughts are on this. Maybe we'll call him and have him on later on, Richie. This, thinking about back to 91, he was in charge of it. And I wonder what he's thinking. He retired and isn't very far from the Space Center now, at least one of his homes there. And as I think about this whole situation, I think about the people that he was responsible for hiring all of the first astronauts. And they were, you know, he was very open to women in the program. A lot of minorities applied and were accepted. Scientists, there were school teachers. We all know about Krista McAuliffe, who came from Framingham. There was even a prince, a couple of politicians, John Glenn. It's all pretty exciting stuff. How many flights? Our 2020 News Quiz question. How many flights have been made on these shuttles over the 30 years? Right answer gets a swell prize from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet. 800-510-8255. The Flight of Atlantis. Last crew going up this weekend. It is number what in terms of the total number of flights that have been taken by the various space shuttles? And if you can remember the name of the shuttles, extra credit for that. 800-510-8255. The commander is Christopher Ferguson. Co-pilot is Douglas Hurley. Rex Walheim and Sandra Magnus say they've had good luck. They're happy to be aboard the last shuttle flight. Is it sobering for those of you who live in the air, maybe even work in the field? 6,000-7,000 people after this weekend out of work. And that's not a reason to continue the program. The reason to continue the program or a program like this is because there's so much good that comes out of it, frankly. And it isn't just the technical and the scientific material that comes out. It's a good of all of the things. We have so many downers. My God, we have so many things that were critical with justification. You look around the landscape and you see the debt and you see the back and forth politically, and we want to have something that we feel good about. And it's almost cynical, I think. It's almost cynical to look at this one thing which most Americans had great pride in since the shuttle, never mind the shuttle, go back to the 60s when the Mercury astronauts went up and we had Gemini and then you had the flight to the moon. And at that moment in 1969 in July when those men got out and walked on the surface, you know, and I know, even though Jennifer wasn't really around then, but you know that the world basically stopped. The world moved only as the circumstance allowed us to move. Will they be okay? The video, as crude as it was something that was broadcast because television journalism was just sort of coming into its own in the late 60s. Remember, television only been around for as a consumer product for less than 20 years in the late 60s. Pretty hard to imagine that today, But it was the fact, it was the case then, that it was in its infancy. So those pictures from the moon were all the more amazing. And like slow flash, you know, today, as we expect everything to be perfect today. But watching those people and hearing those words and then thinking what is possible, anything can be done. Anything could be done. And so, why are we stopping this? Why does it not continue? Have we become that dynamically cynical that we want to stop everything and anything that's good? It's like not having Christmas cookies, for God's sakes, when you get down to it. Not having a Super Bowl. Can you imagine not having a Super Bowl? That's why I look at this as if it were that.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, very troubling to me anyway, to not have something. Even if you don't want to continue the shuttle, it's going to be 4 years because of this unbridled stupidity of people who want to spend. Can you imagine the amount of money? Just think of the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse that we have today. And if we had a tenth of that eliminated, we could have 10 times the space program that we have.
And right. It was ended as a mistake in a bill.
Of course it's a mistake.
With it just smushed at the end of it.
Mm. Aye. All right, here's Robbie in Titusville. Hi, Robbie. Good place for a call about this. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What number are we focused on here?
We are 135.
NASA's 135th and final shuttle flight. Do you work in the program, Robbie? You live there. That's a lot of people living there work on the program.
No, I don't. Actually, we drove up from Fort Lauderdale. This is our fourth launch we've seen.
So you're going to watch it on Sunday. You know that it's not going to take place today, probably, anyway. The weather doesn't look too good for late this morning. But
30% is good enough for us. That's the end of an era.
Yeah, it is. Do you have your children with you?
Yes, I do.
How old are they?
I have my daughter. She's 6.
Mm. What do they think of all of this? You said it's the fourth time. Has she been with you for all four of these trips?
Yes, she has.
What does she know about the program and space in general?
Well, she thinks it's very amazing that actually women get to go into outer space.
Good for her. Yeah, it is one of those things. But, you know, you think about the cooperation that has. There are a lot of things, I suppose, problematically with this, but thinking about how we. One of the things that brought the Russians and the Americans together was working on the space program together.
Absolutely.
You know, and so what could be bad about that? Bringing people together. It's really an astonishing thing, and I think it's been wonderful. And I'm sad. You can tell by listening to me. It's a sad moment. However, time marches on. Hey, Robbie, hold on a second. We'll give you something from the Doug Steffen playbook there. Speaking of things from the Doug Steffen playbook, may I give you a little bit? I don't know if you use the word advice. Because I'm not one necessarily. I don't want to give you advice, but I'd like to give you something to think about. Relief. If you have stomach aches all the time, if you have bloating and gas and that kind of stuff, there are a lot of people who needlessly suffer from all of this stuff. When relief is as simple as balancing your digestive health with Natron's Healthy Trinity. It's a brilliant probiotic. I take the Trinity Healthy Trinity products, a couple of them every day. Charlotte! If you can believe it, is even on it. So why not you? Nathan's Healthy Trinity. Take the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. Call for information, 888-9-NATREN. 888-9-N-A-T-R-E-N.
Savings mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Yeah.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Nothing says summertime fun like s'mores. I'm Risa Jill Miller. The delicious combination of Hershey's milk chocolate, crisp graham crackers, and gooey marshmallows has been a treat for decades. This summer, Hershey's encourages families to share photos of their favorite s'mores memories for the chance to win s'mores-themed prizes. Enter the Say S'mores contest at facebook.com/Hershey's and learn about more fun ways to enjoy s'mores anytime. As Emily McCann, co-founder of the award-winning web community The Motherhood, says, s'mores are the perfect snack for making lasting memories.
S'mores are a great family activity because everyone can get involved. The little ones can assemble the graham crackers and chocolate as the older kids and adults roast the marshmallows. Then everyone can enjoy this tasty treat together.
Remember, s'mores aren't just for camping anymore. They're easy to make on the grill when wrapped in aluminum foil. And you can sweeten any vacation or summer outing by making s'mores and creating new family traditions.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. 13 before the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us now, brought to you by the folks who have produced Salon Pause. This is a product that's been around for a long time. The difference is that we are talking about it, and you can get a free sample of this wonderful patch by going to drkenshow.com. Click on the Salon Pause button. If you have pain going on right now, you get to the pain at the site with Salon Pause, and you can order the free sample. That's what's so great about this opportunity. It's free. It's available right now. Go to drkenshow.com. Nothing else, Ken, has been proven to beat pain. There's no prescription, no pills. It just makes so much sense.
This is the solution for so many people suffering from pain. Comes in two different types, one for arthritis, one for general pain. You won't have to take any more pills. We talked about the release this week about the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs increasing the risk of atrial fibrillation. We know about their effects on the stomach and the intestines. This is an approved, the first and only FDA-approved over-the-counter patch for mild to moderate pain.
Ken says check it out. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Again, use as directed, but nothing has been proven to beat the pain without a prescription like this. Salon Pause. There is a lot of discussion about the effect of drugs and the effect of prescribed drugs versus illegal drugs. If there is a difference, I'm beginning to wonder out loud whether there really is, other than the fact that some drugs you can make money on, some drugs you can't. Other than that, if you look at the illegal versus legal drugs and their, you know, their application, there's certainly cause for concern as to how it affects the brain, the mind, the long term, Ken.
Well, you have to put things in proportion. Definitely illegal drugs are a much bigger problem than prescribed drugs. Not that prescribed drugs inappropriately used or prescribed are not a problem, but I think so much of the mental illness that we have in America is due to illegal drugs. But then the previous conversation you had about prescribed drugs, and the problem is using them appropriately. You have to make sure you have the right diagnosis. You have to make sure you have an effect and that you're not using the drug inappropriately. So many people are helped by these drugs, but so many people are giving them inappropriately, and that's the issue. It's not just one size fits everybody.
Right, like you say, going to the Chinese restaurant, one from column A, one from...
It's a very complex issue.
It really is. But we do have one thing that we're sure of, and that there's more problems, mental problems today than there ever have been.
The key take home for the listeners is make sure you have the right diagnosis, and if something is not working, make sure you go back. And even another opinion always helps to make sure it's the right thing to do.
Dr. Ken on Good Day at 9 before the hour.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After the hour now, the solutions-oriented Doug Steffen radio program on television, if you will, or on a screen, anyway. You can check it out at DougSteffen.com. Speaking of that kind of technology, I think when you think about technology, you always think, or many people often think, that it's around the screen, but it really isn't. It's the internet or the intertwining of all of these things, the audio, the video, the tools that are around now are tools that put this stuff all together, in essence. And if you are like a lot of people who have distractions galore, if you're having trouble being distracted at work because you have this technology, you have the internet, for example, it's right there in front of you. And when the boss isn't looking, are you looking at pictures of things that you're not supposed to be looking at?
Was an episode. Are you seeing me right now?
Have you?
Are you watching me?
No, I was thinking last night on The Mentalist, which I think is quite a good program. The lady who plays Lisbon, who I can't remember what the actress's name is. I find her quite fetching, attractive, interesting character.
Stop using that word.
What, fetching?
Yeah.
Why?
Women don't like it.
Why don't they like it?
Because it makes them sound like a dog chasing a stick
only
or a
because
ball.
That's what you think.
Jennifer?
It's not my favorite word, but there are other things that Doug says that offend me more.
Oh, really? Well, pray tell, what would those words be so I
like
make sure
dame.
I don't use it? Dame? I don't refer to you as a dame.
No.
Just the fact that you use the word, though.
Nothing in the world.
See,
nothing.
Women look at the way that you act, think, or speak, and even though you may not use those actions, words about them, they still think poorly of you because you use them.
Yeah, really? Huh. Well, listen.
So that's why I'm trying to help you out, my brother.
Thanks very much, bro.
Don't use the word fetching.
Bro. Thanks, bro.
Fetching. I got your back, bro.
Got it. Good man, Richie. All right, so anyway, we have, should we go back to what we were talking about here? Technology. Trust me, Jennifer, this would be better.
Okay.
Anyway, if you're distracted by the internet at work, Alex Goldfain, our technology tailor, has some info about a program called Freedom, which is up next right here on Good Day.
Andro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Andro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Andro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Andro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Research shows that the internet is the great distractor for most people. You're working, then you click over to check the weather or the news really quick, just a little break in between tasks or projects, and all of a sudden you've read the news, you've shopped, you've visited Facebook, you've checked your bank accounts, and you've chatted with a friend or two over Skype. Oh, and 90 minutes have disappeared. Don't pretend like it doesn't happen to you. It happens to me. To combat it, I've been using a little $10 program called Freedom. It literally shuts off your internet so that your computer becomes a productivity tool again. Imagine that. You launch Freedom and tell it how many minutes of freedom from the internet you want, and your access is shut off. At the precise moment your desired time passes, the internet is back on. If you want to cheat, there's only one way, but it's purposely inconvenient. You need to reboot your computer. Freedom is available for Windows PCs or Macs at macfreedom.com. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun. Based on testing standards, use as directed.
Bullfrog. Use as directed. Apple has announced that the App Store has surpassed 15 billion downloads for iPhone and iPad apps. 15 billion downloads. How many apps are there? Anybody know?
Yeah. The answer's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More than you can count.
More than I can count?
Yep.
Richie, I'm quite a counter.
Yep.
As you know, I can count from 1 to 10 real fast. Do you want to hear me?
Go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Now do it in Spanish.
Unos, dos, cuatro, cuatro, 14,
what?
15, 18, 20, hike.
That wouldn't be Spanish.
Un, dos, cuatro, yeah, right. I combine Spanish and
great.
French because
yeah,
it's, yeah, what is it, Spanglish? Is that, no, it's Spanglish.
306,554 iPhone apps.
Easy for you to say or understand. All right, we.